The new news with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. News so new, it almost didn't happen. Celebrities, entertainment, and gossip.
Oh, that's, yeah. I do.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to a new, exciting edition of the new news.
This first segment
is brought to you by
EvenGregory.com. You ain't said what's up or nothing. We're getting right into the segment.
Celebrity news on steroids. Now that we've gotten the business part out of the way and we're paying some bills with Even Gregory's webpage. What we got going on? How's everybody doing? D Briggs, how you doing?
I'm doing spectacular.
That's wonderful. There's something wrong with her microphone.
Yeah, I can't really hear D Briggs.
It just sounded totally horrible.
Nah, it doesn't sound like anything.
She's totally not in it.
There she go. Now talk.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I feel spectacular.
That's much better. Okay. Great job, fearless leader.
Thanks so much, Hercules.
Yeah, anything for you, Donna.
Oh, jeez.
You know what? I love that hug you gave me earlier.
Oh, jeez.
The what now?
She gave me a hug earlier.
Oh, okay.
Big old hug.
Two midgets in the front.
Lovely.
I was gonna ask
Kirk about how he's feeling, but he's already made that known.
Yeah.
Even Gregory, how are you doing today?
Four steps up, three steps down, one step ahead.
Okay.
As usual.
So even.
No, Donna, think about that again.
Four minus three
is... Oh!
There you go.
See, I love you. You just slipped on out of there, even.
Whoa!
That's what you wanted to say.
Hey! What?
Hey, what? That's what you wanted to say.
That's what he wanted.
What did she say? Out of bounds.
I bet you Jay-Z won't make a song about that.
Damn. What happened? I missed something.
You said you slipped out.
I didn't say that.
LA was talking so bad off the air. I just think I'd say what he was thinking.
I didn't say that. LA said that.
Hey, LA, do you mind if I plug in with you?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, whatever.
Must be big. Or small. Or something.
What?
Nothing.
Man, can we start?
Hey, Donna.
Can we start?
Don't get a karate chop. Nah, you're going to get a karate chop.
Donna, I got you.
Yes.
Okay,
oh,
thank you.
Jeez.
Kirk has my back.
Oh, strongest man in radio, Donna Briggs is personal security.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. You might be. You're going to need Hercules to protect all that. What do you got, Even Gregory?
What are we even talking about?
I mean, can you give us a story to talk about?
Pontificating. Yeah. You know what? Speaking of getting chopped.
Yeah, chop it!
Your boy, the Jigger Man, just got chopped by the White House.
What you mean?
You know, he just released a new song yesterday.
Yeah, man.
Last night, called Open Letter, which is a response to criticism over his and Beyonce's trip to Cuba. Have you heard the song?
I just heard it.
Yes.
Herc, have you heard the song?
I've heard almost all of it.
So what, he about to go kick it with Castro or something?
Well, in the...
Or already was?
In the song, well, you know, of course he just went to Cuba to celebrate his 5-year anniversary.
Sure. Why are you going to Cuba?
There's a lot of speculation that he went to Cuba. Now, let me back up. A week before that, he announced that he was opening up shop and starting Roc Nation Sports.
Okay.
Where he's going to be managing professional athletes.
Mm.
He signed, what's the clown from the Yankees?
Robinson Cano
to a big money deal. He's trying to get Victor Cruz.
That's going to happen.
He's got some other people lined up, so he had to divest his New Jersey Nets ownership, that 1.00% that he owns.
Right. Okay.
Which is nothing.
He paid $1 million for his shares, and now it's only worth about $350, so he's going to sell that. Okay, and he's now going to be a sports agent. So, He goes to Cuba the next week to celebrate his 5-year anniversary, but people are saying he was over there recruiting players.
And that's a smart move. That's a smart move. Okay, and I'm going to tell you why. Cuban baseball players are some of the best players in Major League Baseball.
That's so racist.
How is that racist? Cuban and DR.
It's true.
Is that racist?
It's true.
Name three.
Oh, man.
Chapman from Cincinnati Reds. He's a closer.
What's his first
Manny
name?
Manny Rivera.
Manny what?
Manny Rivera.
No, he's not Cuban.
as I mentioned, racist.
Sammy Sosa?
Sammy Sosa is not Cuban.
Oh, my God.
Well, from the DR.
Mark McGuire.
As I mentioned.
Mark McGuire is white.
He's a white Cuban.
As I mentioned. Y'all so racist. Y'all don't even know no Cuban baseball player talking about. That's where the best one is from.
But that's...
The best baseball players you're going to see. That's
I said some of the best.
Oh, my God. Saying the
Cuba
best.
And Dominican Republic. Yeah. It's a fact.
They're over there playing with sticks and balls all day.
Soriano, the closer from the Nationals.
You've been out of it all show. Even.
What are you talking about? I'm just saying.
Oh, they're just playing with sticks and balls the whole time.
I don't even need the headphones. Sure. You keep.
Nah, you got it.
I don't need them.
Okay, well, I'm not going to beg you to use my headphones, jerk.
No, you can stay over here.
Yeah,
so here's the issue.
Okay, here's the issue.
The U.S. has a no visit allowed to Cuba.
Right.
It's an embargo that's been in place for over 50 years.
Right.
And you can only go over for special things.
So well, how did he
Jay-Z
get over there?
Jay-Z has Obama on speed dial.
Okay.
So he got a pass to go over to Cuba
and do the his best thing. Players.
So when he got back, there was a lot of controversy. How did he get to Cuba? Blah, blah, blah. And so then he put out this song called Open Letter, where he says, I turned Havana into Atlanta. Boy from the hood. I got a White House clearance. Obama said, chill. You're going to get me impeached. You don't need this anyway. Chill with me on the beach.
Very irresponsible, Jay-Z. Very
so today, the White House press secretary, what's this guy's name?
Think about how influential hip-hop is.
They have a press release.
Before you say what you're about to say, think about that, how influential hip-hop is today.
It doesn't get no bigger than this. So, Politico reporter Donovan Slack asked the White House press secretary, Jay Carney, whether or not President Obama really gave Jay-Z and Beyonce clearance for their travel based off of that one lyric.
The fact they would be listening is just like...
Well, you know they listening. I mean, they be killing
off
all
the... Yeah, but they actually have a press release coming out.
They be killing off every influential rapper.
Biggie.
I mean, you know they be listening.
Yeah, they listening.
And now that... Jay-Z done talk like that, they might be coming for his head.
The thing is, it could be true. You would think it could be true.
But if it is true, you shouldn't say it.
Well, I guess
he's
right.
Just feeling untouchable at this point.
Right. Didn't they say that they got a letter from the Department of Treasury for some educational purpose?
Well, yeah, they got a pass. It was cleared by the Treasury Department, who actually has to clear those kinds of things. So they got clearance. But Jay Carney, press secretary, said, I am absolutely saying that the White House, from the president on down, had nothing to do with anybody's travel.
So how did he get there,
Cuba.
Then?
That is something that the Treasury handles.
Oh, okay. So they have no idea what's going on at the Treasury Department.
That's it.
They're clueless. So they just signing letters and no one knows what's going on. Oh, just sign here.
It probably doesn't reach that side of town. You know, that's the Treasury Department. They handle it.
Okay. So the left hand doesn't know what the right hand is doing.
Well, I'm not saying that.
That's what it sounds like to me.
But I'm saying that the Jigga Man is possibly the greatest human on the planet today.
I don't know about that. Yeah. Not the smartest, he is certainly the most influential hip-hop.
He's transcended.
The most influential artist in the world.
On the planet.
No, I wouldn't go there.
What?
On the planet?
Who influences more than him? I ain't just talking, I'm talking about culture.
Lady Gaga.
No way. If Jay-Z wear a button-up shirt, you wear a button-up shirt.
No.
If Jay-Z
wore jerseys. Everybody had a jersey.
Jay-Z wear a jersey, You wear your Jay-Z said
touchdown. You talking about little kids, not grown-ups.
You drink nah, grown-ups too.
Why are you looking at me saying that? Jay-Z ain't influenced me.
Oh, hell. Come on, L.A. Come on, L.A. Come on.
Jay-Z did not influence me. I'm not co-signing that.
Huh?
I'm not co-signing that.
If that's the truth, then he wouldn't have dreads, because Jay-Z doesn't have dreads.
Thank you, Donna.
No, I'm not trying to.
Jay-Z has influenced you?
How?
Are you serious?
How? Is
how?
Yeah, I want to know how.
I want to know how it influenced people.
Jeez, okay.
How did he influence me?
He's influenced you, though. I'm sure he has.
Me?
Right? Yeah, you.
Yeah, how?
On the business level. Mm-hmm. Motivation.
No,
motivation. I'm not. I don't dress like Jay-Z.
Well, I'm
not
saying you got to dress
Jay-Z
like him, but he has influenced probably your way of thinking. How you look at certain things. You listen to his music enough, you will start to absorb.
So it's brainwashing. That's what you're saying.
Now, it's not brainwashing.
Has he influenced you?
Oh, definitely.
In what way?
Definitely.
In what way?
Oh, man, just the way I look at life.
He's a groupie.
Call it what you want, but Jigga Man is my man.
All right, so when Jay-Z was wearing throwback jerseys, you
know,
throwback
jerseys. I wasn't wearing jerseys, but it's not, you know, what he, not the material trends that he sets. It's more of the, how should we say, the way, the thought process, the way he looks at the world. I can identify with that. That resonates with the jewelry man.
That's Bob Marley for me. That's Bob Marley. And they don't even come close when you
oh, get out of here.
Not to me. They don't even come close.
You know, Tarjay.
No.
But
really.
I tell you what, the Jigga Man is influencing
Bob Marley.
Everything.
Martha Stewart influences me.
Bob Marley represented peace.
That's good. I like that.
I'm just saying that.
Bob Marley didn't get presidents elected.
Bob Marley was bringing peace between presidents, brother.
And countries.
Yeah, and countries.
No.
Yes.
You better go read. You better go read up. All them
quickly.
Them gangs. You had two sets of gangs that were going at it because they were being paid by politicians.
Mm-hmm.
They had a concert just so they could try to end all of the violence that was taking place in Jamaica by both sides having these street gangs. And they actually tried to assassinate Bob Marley because he was bringing peace to Jamaica. So he brought, you know, both politicians were on stage, and I'm blanking on their names, but he actually in a concert, he actually joined both their hands together on stage. And it's like one of the most memorable moments in history. I'm just saying, you know, you're taking a common street thug hustler that was able to climb up that ladder and then be able to transition into other things. Look, I don't knock a brother's hustle, but don't compare. Don't compare Jay-Z to Bob Marley, bro.
Are you kidding me?
Don't compare Jay-Z to Bob Marley.
It's like
that's
apples
all I'm
and
saying.
Oranges, really. It's not the same thing.
It's like apples and steak.
Jay-Z would have to be
apples. Mac, look here.
Huh?
Who's
Jay-Z's
the steak?
Jay-Z's apples.
Jay-Z would have to be the steak, man.
You're confused.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
If you think Jay-Z is more influential across the world,
yes,
you're
definitely
confused.
Definitely.
You better go do some homework, groupie boy.
Definitely.
Uh-oh.
No.
I
said,
boy, you better go get that good. Hey, you better go get some good reading on that with that.
Oh, here you go.
Well, I don't think, this is what I have to say. Bob Marley died 30 years ago.
And
he still has influence now. I don't think Jay-Z is going to be talked about.
Are you serious?
No,
hold on. No, wait a minute.
I don't think he'll be talking about 30 years from now.
Now, I don't know.
Who's talking about him now?
The Grammys did a special for Bob Marley. The Grammys.
Yeah, he's very influential.
You have various artists at the Grammys. The only other person that done something like that was Michael Jackson.
That, they're comparable.
30
Michael
years
Jackson,
from now, I don't
that's
think
that's the only other person they've done something like that for.
Yeah, Michael Jackson and Bob Marley are comparable. The dude you're talking about right now, he's balling and he's doing well
that's
for himself.
That's now.
Jay-Z,
but 30 years from now, I think people are going to care about
Jay-Z is motivational for this generation because that's what they know. If this generation read up on Bob Marley or certain people like Bob Marley, then it would be no comparison.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Because Jay-Z's in the here and now.
Bob Marley had kings rolling with him. Let alone a president. He had kings,
I guess.
But that was 30 years ago he died. He still has influence today.
Mm-hmm.
So that's heavy.
Shouts out to Uncle Bob.
You just looked that up.
No. Shouts out to Uncle Bob.
Shouts out to Uncle Bob.
No, I was checking my email.
Rest of
the conversation just went somewhere else for me.
See, you're impartial.
No, yeah, I'm just realistic.
You are, because of your boy.
I'm realistic.
You're impartial because of your boy.
I mean, whether I'm partial or not is that the facts don't lie.
I don't know.
Look at how much Bob Marley's brand brought in.
Last year.
And then look at what.
How much?
Worldwide. More than Jay-Z.
More than Jay-Z.
How much?
More than Jay-Z. Look it up.
I don't know about that.
More than Jay-Z.
You're confused.
What's the number?
How about this? I'll throw this out at you. They did a $1 billion licensing deal for House of Marley. Look it up. Over $800 million. They had the fastest growing energy beverage out there. Out there. Mellow Mood. Look it up. They are killing it. That brand is just as strong, if not stronger now, than what it was when he was living. Look it up, bro. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think you're confused.
Damn, that was 15 minutes?
Yeah. I think you are. That was a very quick 15 minutes. I'm not going to lie to you.
Are you serious?
That's fast.
Wow. That was fast.
Cause you so busy all up on Jay-Z.
Okay,
I say nothing.
I'm trying to stall so I can pull up this net worth.
Yeah, I guess so.
$2.5 billion. That's what he's worth. His estate, Bob Marley. What do Lee Chin and Bob Marley have in common?
Lee Chin, wow.
You better do your homework, sir.
$2.5 billion.
He'll be there.
Jay-Z?
You better stop
that. 30 years after he died?
You better stop that.
I don't even know that.
You better stop that. This guy got like 100 years ahead of him.
The state song for Jamaica.
I'm just saying. If I had 100 years started, I might be up there too.
The state song.
But he's not alive,
Jamaica.
Though. He's not alive, and his legacy lives on, and he's still.
And his sons do some heck. I mean, just amazing music, bro.
I guess.
Let's take a break. Ponder on Even Greg. Matter of fact, Even, give us some jewelry for this. I mean, this is just ridiculous to me. My jewelry is ridiculous right now. Go ahead, Even.
I think the biggest challenge to success is shutting up about it.
Cool.
I get it.
And our break.
I get it now.
Well, you don't get it.
I get it. Jeez, weasley. Didn't fly my head.
One for one.
All right. Well, we're going to take a break right now after, I mean, you. You've redeemed yourself with your jewelry as it applies to the story. But I'm going to get you a couple books to read so that you can be educated the next time we bring the great Uncle Bob Marley up. You're listening to the New News. We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the hottest gossip entertainment show, New News, with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. For the latest podcast updates, log on to LeVarandEben.com. Follow us on Twitter at LeVar and Eben, on Facebook, LeVar and Eben, and on Instagram at LeVar and Eben.
Every time left for us to
Top stories.
And welcome back to the Bob Marley Show with
wanting them start a bomb or rush a tournament on.
Yeah. Okay.
One wrong with me?
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting accent.
That's you that Atlanta Jamaican, baby.
Oh my gosh.
Machete Jamaican.
All right, there we go. Okay. Alright, so speaking of machetes and all that stuff, can you please chop up another story for us, please?
We do a sponsor. Talk about who? Do we have no sponsor?
Yeah, you know, go to extremeprecision.com. Train like the pros. Go to extremeprecision.com today.
Learn some fun.
You got them all riled up now.
Train like
about to cry singing "No Woman, No Cry." This gold music shine on everything.
That's very
Tough Kong. Everything in here.
Very commercial. No Woman, No Cry. Very commercial. Very commercial.
Here we go.
Very commercial.
Speaking of being commercial, I can tell you who's not commercial anymore. His crossover appeal has just gone downhill. And that is my beard brother, the big homie Rick Ross.
Why did he do it? Why do rappers get so big that they think they're too big?
And they can say anything they want.
That's where they go wrong. That's where they go wrong. Go ahead. What's the story?
Well, he's just been dropped by Reebok. And that's what that means. Rape victims, women, and people
so
just
outraged. So
guess
they're not going to bring the shoes out then.
In general, 1, Rick Ross, 0.
Oh, well.
That's right. He just learned a hard lesson about raping money. If you embrace one, you will probably lose the other. Have you heard the song Uno?
No.
Where he talks about, I put a Molly in her champagne. She ain't even know it. I took her home and enjoyed that, and she didn't even know it. And that translates into date rape.
That's what it translates into.
I guess there's no Rick Ross rape Reeboks then. They're not coming out.
No.
The rape ones? Nah. I don't think they're going to do that. Rape classics?
Classics.
Nah.
Rape Max.
That's not going to happen. Nah, I can't see that in the future.
Light up there when it's time to get raped.
little Molly compartments in the heel of the sole of your shoe.
When you want to get raped, you cut the switch on you, they light up.
Put a rape.
No, seriously, this really isn't a topic or subject to really joke about. It's a very serious, serious topic.
Okay.
Yes.
I mean,
but the show's not serious.
Well, why isn't it? This is a serious show.
I don't know about that.
This is a very. We need to have a show meeting.
Anyway,
PD spoken.
Yeah, we need to have a
show. He's out, and in fact, this is the third piece of bad news he got this week. Prior to this, he got dropped off the Uno song. He's been replaced by Wiz Khalifa and Young Jeezy.
I thought that was his song. That's not his song.
No, he was being featured. He lost another deal where he was going to Ottawa, Canada to perform.
I heard it was a money
$250K
deal.
That's gone. And now Reebok is saying in a statement, Reebok holds our partners to a high standard and we expect them to live up to the values of our brand. Unfortunately, Rick Ross has failed to do so.
Well, I think that's effing hypocritical.
I mean, all that gangster music
right, and Tango and moving bricks and pirates and all
that. That's part of their brand?
Come on.
Reebok, shut up.
That's part of their brand.
Well, they had people boycotting. That's why they had to do something.
That's a higher standard. He talking about mafia music and God forgives and I don't.
Noriega and favors.
Yeah, come on, man. Beat it with that, Reebok. You wrong for that.
Reebok goes on to say, while we do not believe that Rick Ross condones sexual assault, we are very disappointed he has yet to display an understanding of the seriousness of this issue or an appropriate level of remorse.
We can handle the fact that Rick Ross talks about selling drugs and moving keys and moving weight.
That's okay.
Every day I'm hustling. But when it comes down to date rape drugs, we just are very disappointed in Rick Ross's decisions.
Just regular drugs like heroin and cocaine. That's okay. Not date rape drugs.
Do it.
Rick.
Do it.
Issue an apology. Move on. Don't do that dumb mess again.
He tried to apologize, but the thing was, he wasn't sympathetic enough.
You know what I'm saying?
Because he didn't care.
Well, boss Rick Ross, I apologize to everybody.
He's a black man with a lot of money. He's never going to seem sympathetic while he's in that condition.
Well, he could have. He just, you know, it's one of those things where, you know, hey,
the people
we're having a freedom of speech.
But the people who are offended by what he said will not see him as being sympathetic enough. Look at Mike Vick. I mean, as much as he does, there are a ton of people that don't think that Mike Vick is sympathetic.
You shouldn't own a dog ever in your life.
That's as sympathetic as you can possibly get and as remorseful as you can possibly be over a situation, and people will never be okay with it until he's in a bad situation.
Well, but the thing is, okay, it's a little different because Rick Ross said a line. Vic was actually fighting dogs, that's shooting dogs in the head. I mean, I think that's different.
You're absolutely right on that aspect of it. But when you look at the concept and the premise of what the belief is based off of, the premise is that they don't look at young black wealthy men
that are attached to
hip hop culture as being people who are, I guess, morally sound.
Yes,
I'm just saying intelligent.
I think it's certainly true.
Intelligent.
That's a perception. Let me tell you something. The perception of entertainers, athletes,
is that you're ignorant.
Is that absolutely? Yeah. When it comes down to it, you can entertain us,
and that's it.
But that's
I can
it.
Look at Lil Wayne.
That's it. I can't go with that. It's too many
rappers out here now that are becoming like brands for, you know,
because they have
Fortune 500 companies. But the thing is, yeah, they might be being used.
It's a difference between being used and being a part of
them. They don't respect them. They're just using their followers.
I respect me, but you still coming to me, which says that, I mean, it's not like I'm seeking you or you're seeking me out to represent your brand.
Yeah, but that's the whole play, bruh.
We're seeking to get more urban dollars from your demographic because we know you're an icon.
Your demographics are
and
spenders.
When your icon status is washed up, we no longer want anything to do with you.
That's anybody.
Yeah, but again, the way
you're
it's
not
approached,
hot. That's out of there. You're out of there.
But the way it's approached for athletes and entertainers, especially young black men, the
totally
way they
different.
Portray themselves.
Well, I mean, you got some idiots like a Chief Keef, but then you got
No, that's so far out. That's
you got
just,
you
that's,
got people like 50. You got people like okay, you take Baby and Cash Money. Like you might think they're ignorant as hell.
They
but
are.
You respect that brand, and you know that there's some shrewd businessmen. Shrewd.
Within that arena, within that world, I would
not
I wouldn't
just
disagree
nah,
with you.
Not just in that world.
They would not be able to carve out that type of respect business wise in a political setting. And that's where
well,
you can measure and you can gauge.
Who's going to politics? But you got a guy like Jay-Z or Diddy who can do that.
Sure.
But see, Baby, they just like to keep it hood.
It's such an exception, and I'm sure those guys even deal with those type of pressures and stereotypes. Being
man, you
Diddy
got plenty
Charlie.
Of athletes that have crossed over.
I mean,
come
you
on,
have
man.
Got,
what are you talking about?
Well, here's the thing. You have exceptions to the rule. But
no,
the general,
they're more.
But the general perception is very strong towards guys being ignorant, not knowing how to conduct themselves, thinking that money makes them better and bigger than the law.
Well, they actually had a class in Georgetown, a seminar.
That's what
you.
I don't know
on the globalization of the urban influence.
Did you just look that up?
No. They had a class there.
Oh, you took
you,
it.
You must have
no,
been
I didn't,
raised
no,
on Planet Krypton
I didn't
or
take
something
the
like
class,
that. Man.
But they have that there because I know some professors there, and they were saying it was packed. You couldn't get in the class of how the urban influence has crossed all boundaries and. The urban culture, people are making money from it. And they know
sure.
they can make money from it.
Sure they
so
can.
They're latching themselves on to the urban community to make
it's
money.
It's a multi-billion dollar. It's approaching a $1 trillion industry.
Because
man.
We have the highest disposable income out of any group of people in the world. And they know that.
And they're known
and
as
they know that. That's why they take advantage of it
savers.
And use it. What we call icons
the reverse is happening. That urban community is crossing over the mainstream America, and its footprint is all over the country.
It's been become mainstream America, but the point is we're not talking about just mainstream America. We're talking about the decision makers. When you get down into talking about the nuts and bolts of who's controlling the messages that are being disseminated about what's going on within these different communities of the different genres of people, you're controlling the message, and the message is very clear that they paint a certain picture so that you can only accomplish and do so much.
And you're only going to go but so high. It's a glass ceiling, pretty much.
I'm just telling you. And you got some exceptions to the game. You mentioned Jay-Z. You mentioned Diddy.
They buy into the game, know how to play it well.
50 Cent found a way to get that vitamin water deal with Chris Lighty and all those guys. Some guys strike gold, they do. But for the general perception, it is that of young street thugs that have had an opportunity through music or through sport to be able to gain wealth, which on top of that, those people who are generally perceiving it that way feel as though those guys will give it back as well. They will end up being broke because they don't know the value of a dollar and the way that they conduct themselves in so many cases, or you hear something like what Rick Ross did, those are things that confirm what the general perception is.
Of the stereotype. They
Absolutely.
Just perpetuate the stereotype
whether
that keeps
true,
going on.
Whether true or not, that's what it is.
But most stereotypes are based on truth. Usually, there's some kind of underlying truth in a stereotype. Somewhere.
I don't think that maybe.
Let's look at the stereotypes.
Let's name some.
Okay.
All black men go to prison.
There you go.
All black men go to prison.
Well, just not all.
All black men have records, criminal records.
Not all, but a
that's
lot of
a
them
stereotype.
Do.
Stereotype.
But a lot of them do, though.
But that's not all.
No,
you
not
take
all.
You take a small sample of a city, of an area.
White men don't like big booties.
Most of them don't.
I disagree.
Some of them do. Some of them don't.
But that's
what I'm saying. It's in now to have a butt. So,
you gotta look at your sample size and everything, though.
Look at
you can control the sample size and statistically
look at
anything.
The media has an influence on how people think.
Because they control the sample size. You can influence anybody through media to believe anything.
Oh.
It propaganda.
True.
It's the machine.
I believe it.
Okay.
We need to take it.
I don't know what the hell.
We just had a college class. I was back in my marketing class.
When you,
that was good.
When you go to school at Morris Brown or Morehouse, I always want to say Morris Brown. When you go to Morehouse, I mean, that's, these are the type of classes you don't take, I guess.
Oh, wow. Well, we're busy being excellence, exhibiting black excellence.
Wow. Well, can you that's exhibit right. some excellence with some jewelry, please, sir?
You know what?
Oh, my God.
Are you ready for this?
Yes, sir.
If you want to be a doormat, you first have to lay down. But some of y'all are not going to get that, and you don't even know it. Free doing.
I'll be damned somebody walk on top of me and clean their feet off before they walk into the crib.
Okay.
I don't lay down.
I am home.
I don't lay down. Oh, look at you. You all nervous, dropping your handle.
What?
Your handle, your horn, that's
your horn.
Your phone. Your
say,
phone.
Just say phone. Using all these extra names.
You guys are jerks. In the truest sense of the word.
No, we have about 2 minutes left.
In the truest sense of the word.
I don't think I got a 2 minute store.
Nope. I really had a great comeback for that. I really had a great comeback for that. I didn't touch it, but I really had a. I really hurt. You're so over the top.
I'm not even up to what you just said.
You take every word now.
What are you talking about?
I'm not going to touch it.
I'm not laughing at that. I'm laughing at your comeback that you didn't have.
Oh, I had a comeback.
That's what I'm laughing at.
Yeah.
Right,
I was going to throw it out there. Oh, I'm going to start rolling people under the bus. I mean, why not? It's just radio.
Right. Not right.
Mm. Isn't that right, Donna?
Okay.
Are you going to protect Herc when I roll him? Are you going to protect Herc when I roll him under the bus?
I'm going to pull him out so you can't roll the bus over him.
Oh, right. Wow. Would you get hit by the bus to get Herc out? Would you save him and take
no,
the
No, I would push Even in so he can get hit, so I won't get hit.
Dang, Even? But Even's beard would save him. Plus,
yeah, trust me, I'm not going to be standing that close to the streets. Trust me. I don't stand that close to the streets.
All right. Speaking of standing close to the street, we're going to take a respite very quickly, and we'll be right
that
back.
Was quick.
You're listening to the new news.
We'll be right back.
You've been listening to the hottest gossip entertainment show, New News, with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. For the latest podcast updates, log on to LeVarandEben.com. Follow us on Twitter at LeVarandEben. On Facebook, LeVar and Eben, and on Instagram at LeVar and Eben.
Years later, and I see that you're still alone. Had to be a love hater, wanting to do everything on your own. Rocky but lonely, ain't no rings coming out of your phone. Girl, you got your wishes, now come meet my wife.
Let me introduce you to my wife and my kids.
My wife and kids.
And I wanna thank you now for doing what you did.
What you did.
You wouldn't hurt me, girl, I'd be with you instead. So girl, I'm thankful for your wishes.
Now you live with your
independence. That's what you wanted.
No, no,
now that you got it, do you feel free or feel lonely? Multiply, one times one makes one undone. Girl, you're on your own now.
No, no, no.
Independence. That's what you wanted.
No, no,
now that you got it, do you feel free or feel lonely? Multiply, one times one makes one. Girl, you're on your own now. Independence.
LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. News so new, it almost didn't happen.
Celebrities, entertainment, and gossip.
All right, all right, all right.
Welcome back. Back.
Still
back.
Somber as a mom. Still, I'm about to go to a wake. What the hell is going on?
What's the website? What's your website?
HerculesWorld.com. Spell it with a K for all your social media needs.
Bam.
Donna Briggs. 10. Twitter or www.donnabriggs.com.
All right. There you go. Make sure you visit those sites. If you need anything, make sure you, reach out.
I need one of them Bob Marley energy drinks. Y'all killing my vibe.
Come on, please. Man.
What you want to talk about?
What? Whatever, man.
North
just
Korea?
Bring up something.
No. Hell no.
Hell no.
I'm talking about North Korea.
I don't want no missiles coming in my city.
How about the sequester? $1 in sequester cuts.
Listen, we haven't done a baby mama story. We haven't done a mistress story today. You haven't been male bashing today. So this has been a good show so far.
I guess so.
You're probably right. You like doing child support stories. That's what gets you excited.
Absolutely. That's where the fun is. Let's get down in the weeds.
Let's talk. Did we talk about Ray J? Can we talk about Ray J, please?
All right.
He's not relevant, is he?
I hit it first.
Yes.
He's not relevant, but he finds a way to be relevant.
Ray J's relevant. Come on.
He's not relevant.
He will always be somewhat relevant as long as Kim Kardashian is relevant.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Ray J finds his own way out here in these streets. Come
on. I hit it.
You don't like the song?
So that can change the thing.
I think it's so funny.
Kim Kardashian.
I think it's so funny.
She has sex with him.
Well, mom.
Yeah, she was a nobody when he was hitting it. He made her famous. He made the whole family famous.
I mean,
yeah.
You're famous. Look in the video camera.
Man, she was singing into that mic, too.
Would you make a song like that, I Hit It, about your ex-girlfriend?
I think it goes back to your first piece of jewelry, man. That's what I would say.
What was that?
the whole too successful deal.
Oh.
There's no need to talk about your accolades or your escapades or your accomplishments or whatever, however it is that you define them.
Let someone else say it. You don't have to.
I wouldn't even want somebody else saying it about that.
No, not something like that. You know what I mean? But in general.
If I'm successful, sure. How I am as a person, sure. Let other people discuss that.
But he doesn't have anything else. That's why he has to say that. And he doesn't have anything else.
I don't disagree with that, Donna Briggs. What about y'all?
Not a fan.
He
of
says the song's not about Kim Kardashian.
Of course it's not. Right. That's just the dumbest
In
thing
fact,
I've ever heard.
Who's
the
it
recent
about, then?
Radio interview, he said, "This is like one of my first songs where every lyric, almost every lyric, I have to explain where I was going with the record. I don't want to say any names, but the main mission for this whole campaign is to not say any names. Even though the song's edgy and the song's intense, we still want to be respectful."
Stupid.
Brandy's a little upset, you know, but hey, I haven't talked to her because I know what kind of lecture I'm going to get. Brandy's a whole different kind of person. She lives in a different kind of world. I'm way more turned up. My lifestyle's
turned
on
up.
The edge.
Weren't we just talking about this in the last?
The stereotype.
Okay, there's the stereotype.
The turned up ignorant.
There you go. With one fit in the stereotype. Can't handle it. Mm-hmm. His little short ass can't handle it.
Well,
he can't handle it. It's not about Kim Kardashian.
So who's it about?
Who is it about?
Well, he says it's not about Kim. It's about a concept. You know what I'm saying? People are going way too deep. You know, they putting 100 on 50. You know what that means, right?
Yeah, man. But the thing about it is, it makes absolutely no sense. And that makes him sound dumber than all. I would have laughed at it and been all right with it just because he's just a cornball dude to me. And they threw that out there. Okay, that's kind of funny.
But now you're saying it's not about her.
But you're saying it's not about her. That's some BI type stuff, man.
What's Kanye going to do?
Nothing.
Oh, he's going to respond because he's an insecure, self-absorbed type of dude.
Say nothing.
You wouldn't respond?
He's going to respond. If listen, he's got a ton of people talented around him. He's going to come back with a nice little fire song. He's going to go right
one line. Would you respond?
Would I?
Yeah.
You know, for me, I what I've learned through the years is, and my brother just posted this the other day. When you entertain
ignorance,
when you entertain a fool, then there's two fools
that means,
in the scenario.
And then you're down to that person's level.
So I'm not going to be foolish. I like to exercise on the side of just, you know, integrity.
Why bring yourself down to that person's lower level?
I like to just be wise and prudent about my moves. I pick and choose the battles that I decide to be a part of. And quite frankly, if I'm Kanye West, that is the mother of my soon-to-be-born child. And my focus is not on things in the past. I don't. What Dre 3000 said, spaceships don't come with rearview mirrors. I'm rolling. Y'all remember that?
No, I remember it. He was
I'm in the spaceship of life, and I'm not about looking in the rearview mirror, man. So I'm just moving
that was a
forward.
Fan.
I'm moving forward. I don't.
Sankofa.
I'm not really distracted or disturbed by petty things, by petty people, and that's how I would. If I'm on Kanye West's level, that's got to be how you view
but
it.
You
unless you want to
acknowledge
have some fun
something
with
like
it.
That. Unless you, if you acknowledge it, that means it bothers you.
Oh, you know he's bothered, though.
He's going to acknowledge it.
If you acknowledge it, then that gives the person more credence.
But, you know, to be honest with you, business-wise, business speaking, why not just throw something out there that people are going to kind of gravitate to? Like, oh, that was the response. Like, that's kind of how you get things going. Like, he's trying to generate beef.
He's going to respond. He's got a new album coming out.
course
emotional
he's gonna
tour,
respond.
He's gonna respond.
Of course, they got this new baby sales. Coming. She was a political or a publicity stunt. Come on, you talking about getting aroused off of watching this chick's sex tape with the dude? So what are you going to come back with that's worthwhile? Because if I'm Ray J, my next comeback is I might have taught you a few things. I might have showed you some stuff she wasn't doing with you.
Her spot.
Yeah, man. So if you sitting there and the mom had to come out and be like, Kanye, you need to chill. I read that on your site. Mm-hmm. You need to chill on talking about all this sex with my daughter. So what are you going to say? Mm-hmm. I hit it first. You hit it first, okay?
You
got
everybody
that.
Else.
There you go. There you go, Ray J. You hit it first. You got that.
Wow. Bro.
But I'm the first one to get something up out of there, though. That's what I'd be thinking. Maybe that's my comeback.
I don't know.
You comeback.
First one to get something up out of there. Y'all tripped out.
No, I'm saying that wouldn't be like, yeah.
I got a baby. Yeah. That's great. You're proud of that?
Yeah, you've claimed it. You have now. That's the all. Listen here. I mean, I don't claim to know about the urban community. I will say that. I really don't know very much about it. But from what I've heard in the books and the magazines that I've read.
And the movies you watch.
And the movies that I've seen. Mm-hmm. That's like a trophy when you get a baby from the chick that you're with.
Well, what happens is...
It's a
trophy when you don't have the same kind of financial situation that she has.
Hers
so if
is
I'm
better.
In the urban community and I'm running around with Killer Black and Southwest T, right? And I hook up
fictitious.
With her and
community.
I give her a baby and, she
and she's got
me
more money.
The ticket to the Golden Dance. I'm happy. Like, yes, I'm excited.
Yeah, but even if she's
but
not.
But if
in
I'm
a
Kanye
better,
West and I hook up with her, I'm not really, you know, it's not like.
He ain't going to another level.
Yeah, but it's but let's be clear. He's merging. That's a merger deal. Yeah, he knows she's successful. She knows he's successful.
What do you need a merger for?
She couldn't be with Chris Humphries because he was not successful enough.
Yeah,
he wasn't successful. It wasn't a large enough brand.
Here's the thing.
That's why she couldn't be with Kanye.
Who wants to merge with her? If
Kanye
you got
West.
That kind of chicken.
Kanye West wants to merge with her.
He probably just got caught up in the fantasy.
It goes back to what it is that you were discussing about influence early on. That dude was majorly influenced by guys like Jay-Z. And when Jay-Z, if you listen to a lot of these songs that are out here, they'll reference wanting to have a situation like Jay-Z and Beyonce. They'll reference that
well,
in their
not
rhymes.
A Beyonce.
But in a way, she
maker.
Is.
She's a money maker.
In a way, she is a Beyonce because she is a strong, strong brand.
Yeah, but
he's is she stronger than Beyonce's
it's a different
brand?
Kind of brand.
No,
she's
but
not even near that, though.
But two
it's
powerful
the point.
People making a baby.
Thank you, Donna. But even with Russell Simmons and Kimora, Russell Simmons made Kimora.
Yes,
nobody knew who
yes,
Kimora was.
But she had enough sense to take his money and turn it into something
well,
else.
And
a
he
lot
had
of women
enough
don't
sense
do
to do that as well.
Yeah, a lot yeah. of women don't mm-hmm. do that.
Fair enough. Fair enough. But what I will say is this. Even though she
so
is not as
Kimora,
influential.
That was a come up. But
that see, was a come up.
It was.
But
yeah,
it was
I
a come up for Russell Simmons, too.
Kanye went at her like, man, you know, he probably was just infatuated with her. And then when he hit it, it's probably like, eh.
But you see, he didn't get Amber Rose pregnant because she's not on the same level as.
That's what I'm saying.
As what's her name? I mean, that was a plan. That wasn't an accident.
He's going full throttle with Kim Kardashian because he sees a lot more to it than just the
like,
sex aspect of it.
Because he could have got Amber Rose pregnant, but
sure,
she wasn't as popular.
But then she becomes. But then look at just look at how the whole you know cycle of it works. Amber Rose was. She worked that, from what I can recall.
Club.
Yeah, she was Rendezvous. And you know what? They be up in there. Everybody be up in there. You become somebody up in Sue's Rendezvous. She becomes somebody more than that because Kanye West is fooling with her. Now she's a household name. Her brand was now strong enough for someone like Wiz Khalifa.
Say, hey, I want to
link my
my brand to her brand. Now I'm gonna get her pregnant.
He went like that. He probably just was like, yeah, I want to hit.
No.
It might have started. It might have started that way. It might have started that way.
My brand up to you.
Sure, he did. That's what he's done.
No.
That's what he's done.
She's
look at Evelyn Lozada. Same difference.
I might, you might hit, but I'm not gonna be like, oh, I want to start a relationship with her.
He got her pregnant and they're engaged. Aren't they getting married?
She showed
up. Look at Swiss Beats and look at the Keys. Same thing. He left his wife because she was getting paid, and it's not like his wife.
Merger of brands.
It's a brand merger. Swiss Beats and look at the Keys. Same thing.
Well, I don't know.
You certainly don't.
And but that's how guys. Them. But that's how we're guys are thinking you, now. Though. That's yeah, how that guys too. Are thinking
we,
now.
We are schooling
you. They want somebody that's gonna merge with them is gonna make some money.
Even these like, guys y'all are them, crazy.
They want somebody that's gonna make some money.
Is that
them.
Type of guy
yeah,
you
but
want?
If you got money.
No, but guys if you are looking got for women money. Like
but is that type of guy you want?
But it's not even the kind of guy that I want. That's the kind of guy that I mean anyway.
Is that the type of guy you want to be with?
But that's the kind of guy I mean anyway.
Okay,
but that's
the type of guy you want to merge.
But it's also nice to take yourself to another level.
That's the type of guy you attract.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy okay, I attract yeah, see? Anyway. Okay. Because they don't want somebody that's not doing something. Successful guys. They want somebody that's going to go and do things. I can get that, but
some guys
if you're sitting on that kind of chicken that I'm talking about, millions and millions of dollars, I'm not concerned about merging with your brand.
Yes, you are.
No.
We're going to have this conversation 3 years from now. Okay. Me and you, when we chilling, we're going to have this conversation 3 years from now, player. That's all I'm going to tell you. That's all I'm going to tell you.
I'm not excited about betting Kim Kardashian. And certainly not excited about having a baby with her.
I think that your priorities are in the right place. And maybe that's why you are not viewing it that way. But to someone who
is
not...
That's an opportunity.
For somebody who's not in sync, got their head screwed on tight... That's the very reason for chasing fame and fortune is for that very
to
reason.
Build a brand.
And yeah. Believe me, I know. Not saying me per se. Well, maybe to a degree. I wanted famous brides when I was playing.
No.
I wanted to meet some famous brides while I was playing.
Well, yeah,
a lot of dudes. But you don't know what that turns into. Now where things are now. Again, I think that the blueprint has been put out there, and I think that Jay
because
and Beyonce.
Because of Jay and yeah, Beyonce, sure. Back to influencing the culture.
Sure.
Thank you very much.
I said,
drop mic, exit stage right.
I said I gave you that
to
that
little
credit.
Or no fan.
In that industry, I give you that. I give you all that credit. For certain, that's because of Jay-Z and Beyonce. Everybody, if you're telling me when Jay-Z and Kanye stood up to get their award at what was it, the Grammys or the Oscars? What is it for music?
Grammys.
Grammys.
And they were all sitting up front, and Jay-Z made fun of his hat mm-hmm. after they got their award. If you didn't see how happy that dude was.
Talking about a dream.
Or was it, or which was it? Was it the BET
this year,
Awards?
This year, the Grammys.
Was it, which one was it where he, they got up and
Jay-Z
and Kanye,
said he got
Kanye hugged his chick, then he hugged Beyonce, Jay-Z hugged Beyonce, and then just walked past Kim Kardashian.
Well, that was last year. Was that last year?
Last year. All right, what I'm saying is, that's what... A guy like Kanye West envisioned, like, here's my moment. I'm getting up with a woman that's as influential as the woman that's with Jay-Z. Like, I have arrived. I'm telling you, it's justification, bro. It's validation to a guy like Kanye West. I'm telling you.
Because he wanted somebody is popular.
He had a girlfriend nobody even knew about. What he used to sing about her, right? She was a Delta or something
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, nobody knew, but he dumped her.
Right.
Because she wasn't nobody
she's
knew who
big
she
enough,
was.
Not no. a big enough brand.
Oh, nope. She couldn't deal with the fame.
Or he couldn't.
No, he didn't like the fact that nobody knew who she was when they went places. Like, who's she? We don't even know who she is.
He got up, and the chick that everybody came to want to deal with because of her tape yep. with Ray J is now his bride. And he said
that
so many words.
And his girlfriend even said that. I wasn't popular enough for him. He wanted somebody with a name, they all popular, do that. And all that kind of
Didn't French Montana, didn't you have a story about French Montana like that? Left his baby mama, got things to do.
Probably, you know, he's out there on the streets, working.
You rolling with Ricky Rose with the Mollies? I mean, y'all got y'all. Look, that was some hateful stuff right there. I don't know about that, but I just know how that lifestyle rolls, man. And I'm gonna be honest with you, a lot of that stuff is driven by sex, money, and cars, man. Sex, money, and power. And those dudes, these dudes out here, that's what they live for, man, is to be able to land that one. Like, I'm hitting this the baddest video broad. I got the baddest athlete. I got the baddest, you know, entertainer, movie star. Like, that's how people be rolling. You don't think that's how cats be rolling?
Yeah, I think initially, but getting caught up and actually want to have a relationship is something different.
See, I think they be wanting to because it's a status. It's for a status.
Like, look who I have. Like, oh, this is who it is.
I think it's status. I can see that. Like, I'm going to hit you, but, you know, I don't necessarily.
It's no good because if it's just you're hitting, that doesn't increase your status. When you're able to claim possession of some way, some sort, whether it be saying you're my chick, whether it be by her being pregnant, I'm putting y'all up on game right now.
Or married, either
or marriage, or something. Yep. Absolutely. I think that's a lot of times.
Just
I think
like,
that's why
Mariah
things are
Carey
leading.
And Tommy Mottola. She hooked up with him.
Yes, she
he
did.
He owned Sony.
Yeah, but when she hooked up with him, she ain't had nothing.
Yes, but that's the reason why she hooked up with him.
In those scenarios, if you ain't got nothing,
but he knew
and
you can make money
up,
off her.
But my
he
point
never
is,
sign her for nothing.
If you're the one that doesn't have the money, it makes sense all day to do that. But if you got
yeah,
the
but
money,
he wouldn't have hooked up with her unless he knew he could make money off her.
Up so explain Mariah Carey and Nick Cannon.
Status.
She wanted
he was
a
just
nice
infatuated
guy.
That's
nice guy.
Mariah Carey. Yeah.
But that status for Nick Cannon
but
as well.
Nick Cannon is perfect.
Yeah, that I mean, I get it because he.
But Nick
he's
had money.
Up.
Nick got money.
Nick
yeah,
had
but
money.
It wasn't,
yeah,
but it wasn't
not Mariah Carey.
Nick Cannon had money.
Why not? Nick Cannon's the president of Nickelodeon.
Nick Cannon don't just had money. Nick Cannon has money.
Yes.
He's still making a
but not
money.
He ain't.
You don't never see Nick Cannon. I mean, Nick Cannon got.
I'm not,
he make a few
I'm
million.
I'm not going to disagree with y'all that he don't have
on
as much
no
as Mariah.
Forbes list. Like
no.
So when you getting that kind of scratch.
It don't take much to be on
you.
A Forbes list, though.
No,
let's not over.
I'm talking the top 10.
Okay.
When you coming in at 30 and 40 million for the year.
Well, that's fair. That's fair, but that's still status. If you telling me Nick Cannon wasn't tapping that tail and getting in and
yeah,
getting married with her.
He was in jail. He got caught up. He was infatuated with her. That's why he went and got out there.
Like
Vanessa
Williams and
that
guy that got married.
Rick Fox.
Same thing.
Same to status.
Same thing.
Yeah, because he was
status.
New.
He was like, I'm going to hook up with Vanessa
status.
Williams.
That was
because
Lamar Odom.
He was the lower
status.
End. He's the lower end.
Chris Humphries.
Same thing.
Status.
Yep.
He's the lower end of the spectrum, though. Those people are not Kanye West.
What people know who Chris Humphries is
because
outside of Kim Kardashian.
Well, we were talking about Kanye West and Kim Kardashian.
You're merging brands.
Yeah, yes. I get that, but I'm just saying if I'm a guy like Kanye and see Lamar, all those people you name, one is not as high as the other. One is higher than the other. Everybody you just named. Everybody you just named. Now, outside of Kanye West and Jay-Z and Beyonce, who's got those kind of power couples? You got a Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie.
Sure.
Who else? They're on the same level. Who else?
Oh, man. If you think about it, there's a few times you can look at that.
Give me some couple
David
names.
David Beckham and his chick.
Oh, yeah.
Shorty from Spice Girls.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really
Tracy
think about
Edmonds
it.
And
no,
what's
get
the
out
name?
Of here.
Well, you can throw, hold on now. You can throw out Nicole Murphy and Michael Strahan.
Who is she besides
she
Eddie
got,
Murphy?
Damn,
she
got
status.
Money.
She has
no,
status.
No, she got money.
But
she got
status
a $10 million payout.
Damn.
She has status. She doesn't
have
Eddie
status.
Are you kidding me?
There
she's
are,
a household
there are some power couples out there.
Mamma, I'm listening.
Off the top of my head, I can't
give
a whole
bunch.
But here's
because
the thing.
You got to think that hard.
But even when you look at Jay-Z and Beyonce, it's the same deal.
It's the same situation.
Yeah, but I
would, you're going for merging brands.
Beyonce's wholesome.
Beyonce. Oh,
no, Kim.
What?
Hold on. Now.
Wholesome. I think we need to end the show right now.
We need to end the show right now. Unicorn in her mouth.
We need to end the show right now.
Stop.
Let me tell you something.
No, no, no. We need to end the show.
I'm not saying
we're 22 minutes in. We need to end the show.
Wholesome image is what I'm saying. Kim Kardashian.
We need to end the show.
Kim Kardashian got a sex tape, man. Come on, man. Y'all tripping like your mug.
We'll talk off air.
Wholesome.
Wholesome.
I'm just saying.
I'm wholesome.
I don't know.
Shucks.
Hey.
I definitely know about that.
I didn't guess I done been around a little while.
Hey, what's
I think you're wholesome. Because so we're not. Everybody is wholesome. We don't have sex tapes.
Exactly.
Well, I don't. I wouldn't.
I guess so.
Nor deny that. You got any jewelry before we get up out of here?
No, I don't have. I don't even have it. I don't know what situation. I don't.
I mean, it's the stories you gave. I mean, yeah, we're only reacting to the stories that you gonna think long and hard.
I don't have any jewelry.
You gonna think long and hard about the story you present after this?
I'm not.
Ask Eve and Gregory.
That's what I'm gonna do.
I know that's right. Any jewelry? Any parting jewelry, Donna Briggs?
Well, she don't have any either. She's blank.
She's gonna speak for you.
Blank.
Damn. Wow. All right.
Hercules. Yeah, he's tapped out.
I'm just, I'm just an average guy. I'm an average guy.
Jeez.
All right. I'm just an average guy.
All right. Well. Okay. Well, there you have it. That's Donna Briggs. That's Hercules.
And
that is Eben Gregory. I'm LeVar Arrington. And
thanks for joining us.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Join us back at the same bat time, same bat place. So
okay.
We talking about more stuff next week.
Bye.
We talking about three things.
Yeah. That was your
high note. Bye, y'all. Bye.
You've been listening to the hottest gossip entertainment show, New News, with LeVar Arrington and Eben Gregory. For the latest podcast updates, log on to LeVarandEben.com. Follow us on Twitter at LeVar and Eben, on Facebook, LeVar and Eben, and on Instagram at LeVar and Eben.